Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
What's up, team? Welcome to the Wellness Check-In Club, the podcast where we practice self-care on the go and give you actionable wellness tips in less than 15 minutes. Hello and welcome to the club. I am so excited for today's episode. It's going to be a guided journaling workshop, so feel free to grab a piece of paper and a pen or simply reflect on the prompts that I share in this episode in your minds. The next 15 minutes was built to set you up for a productive, inspired, and intentional week. We'll work through practices to help you better embody the state of being that you desire and set your mind up to handle whatever comes your way this week. We'll have a fun dose of motivation to get you excited for the week, and we'll focus on some tactical tools to stay accountable to your intentions as the week goes on. The reason why today's episode is happening is because I've been thinking a lot about our focus and how our energy flows where our mind goes. So this quote from Tony Robbins has been top of mind for me lately. They said, "Where focus goes, energy flows. And if you don't take the time to focus on what matters, then you're living a life of someone else's design." I love this quote because it's a great reminder of how impactful intention setting can be. In the nature of Wellness Check-In Club's podcast, our episodes are less than 15 minutes long so you can get back to living your life. So if I'm flying through these and it's like way too fast, you're always welcome to pause the podcast, take a second to jot down or think more. And in the show notes, I'll have a link to a blog post on our website, wellnesscheckingclub.com. And it'll have all of the prompts on there for you to follow along with this workshop all on your own. And you can always come back to that blog post. You can share it with your friends if you love it and maybe have a workshop with them. So without further ado, let's get started. We'll start this workshop today by reflecting on our previous week before we actually set intentions for the week ahead. Let this practice serve as a check-in on how you felt about last week and how you want to go into the next week. First, we'll think of what we need more of this week. So maybe jot down, I need more time with my friends, more movement, more clarity of my schedule, structure of my meals, anything like that. So next, let's think of what we need less of. Maybe you need less screen time, quick meals, limiting beliefs, or negative self-talk. This quick check-in of our previous week can support us in thinking about what went well last week and how we want to live out our next week. So let's turn our focus into how we plan to take care of ourselves this coming week. When we write down our intended activities, it actually helps us to be more accountable to our future actions. So we're going to plan out how we want to take care of our mind, body, and souls for the next week. So for example, maybe for body, you write down, I plan to exercise Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday this week, and I plan to nourish my body through homemade foods and ample amounts of water. For your mind, maybe you plan to take care of your mind through journaling every evening and taking time to reflect on what you're grateful for each day. So anything that supports your mind. For your soul, this can be anything that nourishes you in any way. So maybe that's time with your friends or family, or maybe you set aside time to read that new book that you got that you haven't had an opportunity to read and connect to your highest self. All right, team, we are zooming through this. Feel free to pause if you need more time to think about how you plan to take care of your mind, your body, and your soul. But next, we'll take a moment to think about how we want to support ourselves this week. So answering questions like, what choices can I make this week to live out my intentions and desires? How can I help myself feel more successful this week? And in what ways will I celebrate living out my intentions? I'm going to say all those questions one more time because these ones are a little bit loaded. What choices can I make this week to live out my intentions and desires? How can I help myself feel more successful this week? And in what ways will I celebrate living out my intentions? So for example, I wrote down what I plan to do this week, and I'd love to share it with you all. This week, I can make choices to add my self-care intentions to my calendar, and I'll make the choice of waking up 20 minutes earlier each day to spend time reading my new book. I'll make a trip to the grocery store and prep my meals this evening to set myself up for success of the week eating more whole foods. Each evening, I'll prepare my water bottle to make sure that I have water right away in the morning. So in this example of how I plan to support myself this week in my intentions, I was super, super specific in what I'm going to do so I'm able to hold myself more accountable. So now after I'm done recording this episode, I'm going to head to my calendar and schedule out these different things that I want to do for my body, my mind, and my soul. And then I can be more intentional because I'll get that little notification 15 minutes before from my Google Calendar that's telling me that I was going to work out today. It's also super important to allow ourselves flexibility with this, especially if it's something that we don't do often or it's the first time that we're ever scheduling out self-care for ourselves. Being flexible within our self-care is a form of self-care. So if you decided that you're going to be super intentional this week with the way that you're taking care of your body, and you tell yourself you're going to work out Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and Sunday or something, and you have all these days of exercise planned, but then you wake up on Tuesday morning and you're like, hell fucking no, I'm not going to that class this morning. I do not feel like going. It's okay to take a step back, and it's okay to listen to your body in the moment and what it's trying to tell you. So if you wake up and you're like, ooh, I'm super dehydrated from yesterday, I don't think this is going to be a good time, then don't do it. Just because you set this intention doesn't mean it has to happen. And the act of setting intentions is a form of self-care. So taking this time to think about how we want to take care of ourselves is a form of taking care of ourselves. It allows us to feel more supported and gives us an idea of how we want to live out our lives. It's not just an instant flipped switch where we get to take care of ourselves every day, especially when we have a busy schedule. So it's super important to be flexible and allow ourselves some grace as we move through the week. These journaling prompts are super beneficial in supporting us at the start of a week because it allows us to plan for dedicating time, space, and resources to our health. And hopefully we spend the next week making choices to put ourselves first, so by the end of the week, we feel more love from ourselves to ourselves. I encourage you to share this practice with a loved one and tell them how you plan to take care of yourself this week. You never know who may need this extra boost of motivation to get intentional about their week ahead. And you can really make an impact on somebody by just sharing how you plan to take care of you. Again, you can find all of these prompts from today's episode from this workshop on our website, wellnesscheckingclub.com. So be sure to head to our self-care tips section on the website, linked in the show notes, to dive into these prompts some more. And with that, quick reminder before you go that you are strong, you are powerful, and you are more than enough.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.